Hi, my name is Avery, and I've chosen to read the write-up where children study about bones. From what I've read, the teacher's role during the lessons was that she first asked open-ended questions such as, how can we find out if fish has bones? This is a question that leads to many answer possibilities. Then, she did recordings of what the children discussed about, for example, their interests with the help of role-play. She also made use of graphic organizers, such as the mind map, to develop the topic on bones, and a Venn diagram to record the data between human and animal bone structure. The educators provided a personal experience with an X-ray film to spark the discussion of children's experiences with bones. They also made the children recreate their memories of what they had discovered through books and drawing representations. That's when they brought up questions while the teacher wrote them down, and she even made use of the classroom environment by pasting those questions on the poster board. Providing materials and resources was also part of the teacher's role, as they brought in real bones for children to observe, followed by sharing their predictions of what's inside through drawing and labelling. Lastly, comparing their predictions to what they saw through a magnifying glass that teacher has provided as a resource in teaching. These are observing, comparing and predicting process skills that children gain from the educator's role. What the teacher did to make it a more experiential learning discovery for the children was bringing them to a field visit to the clinic. Doctors and experts were involved to discover more through professional equipment and getting information from an orthopedist. Doctors responded to the children's questions that they have came up with in school. Children then reflected on their journey over there by retelling their experiences and comparing their predictions before and after, followed by rewriting in their journal entries. To even further apply what they have learned so far, knowledge was represented through words and drawings. Not only that, different recyclable materials and stationeries was provided so as to build their own bones to conclude their learning for that day. To sum up, what I have learned after reading the write-up is that the role of the teachers plays a great part in children's learning about discovery of the world. I noticed most of their learnings are based on using different representations and reflecting children's understanding of the topic, and most of them were hands-on experiences that was provided throughout the lesson. Last but not least, what I want to ask about inquiry-based learning is that, is it possible for children to fully learn in a science investigation even before they learn the vocabulary words based on the topic they are learning?